Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The innocence of youth, a fine wine, love, the good things in life. One more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Yeah, we're kind of cleaning out the sound fridge.
The innocence of youth.
Yeah.
A fine wine.
Yes. And love.
And love. Those are your three.
I love love. I'm a lover of love. Yes.
This is oddly uplifting.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. We're cleaning out the sound fridge.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
I was like, what was that? I was about a half step off there. I don't have perfect pitch. I'm freaked out by people who have perfect pitch. You know what perfect pitch is, Katie?
No, I'm not sure.
It's like you would say to somebody, sing an A flat, and they would go, oh, and they would, that would be an A flat.
Yeah, that's just a different kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Jack Black,
your brain works differently than most people.
I saw the other day, Jack Black has perfect pitch.
I got the opposite of that, whatever it is. I can hear a guitar lick and go to the fretboard and like, did that note go up or down? And I have to try. I'm bad at it. Terrible. Anyway.
Same.
Yeah. So, cleaning out the sound fridge. Michael, would you like to introduce clip number 10?
Yeah, I would.
This
guy takes his son, his young son, to a trampoline park, and he posts this video to thank teenagers that played with his son. This is just a nice feel-good clip for once. So, here we go.
I'll be the judge of that.
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. It was amazing. Those boys did not have to entertain my kid. This is the kind of people that we need to be raising more of. So if the two boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
2 points. Number one, that's sweet. Number two, why does everything have to have music in the background?
It is a producer's worst nightmare. I will tell you that. Michael, can you sympathize with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that story, and I've had that experience, and it's nice. I've also had the opposite experience at one of those places. I remember when Sam was probably 4, and was at one of those jumpatoriums, and he wanted to play dodgeball. And these kids that were like 15, he would go out there and play dodgeball, and they'd just blast him with the ball, and he'd be out.
Wow.
And I was like, dudes, you get any enjoyment out of that?
That's
hell?
So weak.
Oh, yeah, so that is freaking weak.
Like to go out there with a baseball, play a little dodge this, huh? Now you got a concussion. Who's laughing now, huh? Wait, why are you cuffing me?
This is a podcast we can call Joe Beating Down Children.
Yes.
That deserved
just
it.
Just in my imagination.
I was so mad.
Understandably so.
I said something to one of the kids. Well, I said that. I said, you get a lot of enjoyment out of that? Taking out a four-year-old? What the hell is that?
Yeah, real tough guy.
Wow, that's so weak. Better move on. See, I told you, Michael, didn't I?
Boy, it went
you
south.
You said,
quick.
Oh, this is sweet, and this mm-hmm. is uplifting.
Yeah, it went real south.
Yeah.
Well, say.
Nice
yeah,
try, let's Michael.
Let's see how Jack can bring anger to this one. It's a, no, I kid. I'm half surprised you restrained yourself as much as you did.
I was so mad. It was one of those deals where Sam was so upset because he really wanted to play dodgeball, and he was like half crying, and I needed to tend to his feelings. Not because I did this. It's funny. Earlier in my career of being a parent, I ended up making it about the person, and the kid was all upset, and they didn't get the attention they needed. I learned that lesson once.
Mm.
I'm not going to win the battle against dickheads in the world.
Not all of them. There are too many.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, does 12 need any introduction?
Yeah, in England, they have a marathon that is a wine-tasting marathon. And so you run a mile, and then you taste the wine, and then you have to identify it, and then you go another mile, another wine, and it just goes on and on. So every mile, you're tasting wine.
I ran, back when I used to run regularly, a lot of like half marathons and marathons, they have beer stops. And man, even as a guy who drank a lot of beer, I never could understand how you do that.
That's about the worst effing idea I've ever heard.
Oh, I know.
Drinking and running? Oh. No thanks.
Well, and okay, so I'm getting a wine buzz, then running it off immediately. I'm here for the buzz, man.
Well, I just physically could not do it. I don't see how I could stop and drink a beer and then start running again.
All right, let's hear it, Michael.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
America's a Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. I think it's a new world, quite fruity, a little bit of sugar, jam shed.
Shiraz, Australia. Have I smashed it? On mile 18.
20, 23. I think it could be a Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
I get doing the one thing, and I get doing the other thing. I just don't get doing them together.
Did he call one of those wines jam shit?
I think he may, and then said it was a Shiraz from Australia.
Okay, and I could understand like maybe a 5K, but 26 miles of this? No.
Just, it's, I anybody who could complete it has my eternal admiration or curiosity or something. I don't.
Wouldn't be me.
And again, why?
Okay, we're going to have a contest where you wash cars and every third car you play a piano concerto.
Wow, sounds great. I don't get it. All right, now this is a story of a woman telling the story of how she met her fiancé. Does it need anything more than that, Michael?
No, just know that they are now getting married next year. So here we go.
Fabulous.
I happen to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
So what happened? I didn't completely follow.
So the Grubhub dude was cute, and she texted him and said, you want to go out sometime?
Yep. And now they're getting married, all because she's getting food delivered.
Oh, well, okay, so they're getting married. That's very nice. I do relate to the when you're single. I don't know if you ever had this, Katie, but if you're single, you really shouldn't ever leave your house unpresentable. It's just because you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. The grocery store, the whatever, just... Yeah.
I don't live that life. No.
Well, you're married.
But, well, back even before in the day. That, though, I'm not putting makeup on to go to Safeway. Uh-uh. No. Yeah, if it's a quick trip. But this, I don't know if I buy this story because the number provided to you through delivery services is a mock number through the app. So how did she get a hold of him? I'm getting conspiracy theorist over here, but
you can contact him. I contact a DoorDash guy sometimes, like after an order, something happened. Like if I wouldn't do this, but if it was a female I wanted to hit on, that would be weird. But I could text them.
Yeah, but were you texting?
I think she said that he needed her to come downstairs to pick it up, so he reached out to her. I don't know how.
Whatever.
It works.
It still could be phony. 90% of these things are phony. They're just ways to go viral. I think.
Like, I would agree. I'm not sure this one is because she was so like not good at it. It seems sincere to me. Katie's still making a conspiracy face, but I will tell you this. Women, because of the patriarchy or something, with gals, there's a greater range between I'm all dolled up and I just woke up from a nap and, you know... With dudes, I mean, there's the difference, but it's a fairly narrow band. All right, I look like me, just a little tussled. Whereas gals, again, because of the patriarchy, I can see that being more important for women, but I don't know.
You're right, though, because there are like four or five different stages of being, quote unquote, dolled up. I mean, there's like, you know, you put on just a little tiny bit of makeup to your hair's curled and fake lashes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right.
On the other hand, women have the advantage of, as a guy, you got to be reasonably good looking, make a good impression, maybe sense of humor, blah, blah, blah. Whereas a woman, maybe she looks like hell. She's been sick in bed with the flu for 3 days, hasn't even taken a shower, much less makeup. She comes out and says to the guy, it's conceivable at some point in the future I would have sex with you. He'd think, it's worth going out once.
Well, there's also the, you know, I want to phrase this in a way that is not, doesn't sound mean because I'm not trying to be at all, but like, because you do have the whole hair, makeup, all that different sort of stuff, you can go from 6 to 8 or 7 to 9 or 4 to whatever, and guys are kind of stuck where they are. You can't move much.
Oh, yeah. There are whole social media networks out there of women that have made a living off of transforming themselves from like a 4 to a 9.
Oh, I have seen those. I've seen those with the sped up thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's weird.
It's amazing and a little frightening.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it done with dudes.
Yeah, right.
Well, imagine waking up the next day. You pick up one thing at the club the night before, and then, you know, next morning Skeletor's laying there.
Would have to imagine it, Katie. It has never happened to me. So I would only have to picture what it must be like
strictly
for
fictional
someone to be in that situation.
Thoughts and prayers.
One of my favorite features from stupid, used to be magazines, now stupid websites, is celebrity women in the grocery store without their makeup or whatever. Some sex pots, famous movie stars who just look like a plain Jane, which is fine.
Yeah, if I could move myself from a 4 to an 8 by applying a whole bunch of different things, that'd be awesome. But then there's this flip side of it. I realize where you gotta. Am I gonna maintain? How often am I gonna maintain that?
Yeah.
What was the Seinfeld thing? When do I let him? Oh, that was see my side.
Yeah.
See my other side, but that was personality wise, right? Not right, looks. Right, yeah. Right.
Well, that's a whole other department.
Yeah.
Well, that Grubhub driver may be cute, but he still stole a couple of your fries. Well,
guaranteed.
I guess that's it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.